Welcome, and thank you for stopping by Biker Church Wiley, Texas. Let's go on in and see what J.R. Franklin has to teach us today.
It's raining me again.
Hallelujah.
I want to be rained in. How about y'all? Let's go to the Lord and receive a blessing this morning. Dear Heavenly Father God, I ask that you just bless this service. I ask that you anoint their ears that they may hear, their eyes that they may see. Father, I ask that you anoint my tongue that I may speak the word of God, the truth of God, and what he has for us this morning. Let us be in a good state, let us be in a good mind, and let us worship God in a mighty way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You know, I was talking to Diane a little bit before this, and I've had some things going on this last couple of days that I just had to get some, I needed some refreshing. You know what I mean? So I went to the book of Isaiah, chapter 58. We had a little bit of inspiration from watching a video yesterday. I'm not going to say the girl's name because I don't want to give her a big head, but she really inspired me a lot yesterday with her message that she taught in her class on Saturday Women's Day. So I'm not going to tell y'all who that is because, like I said, I don't want to give her a big head. Huh? I know. That's okay. But she'll see the video later, so. Y'all got chapter 58? Okay. It's Isaiah 58. All right. Let's bless the reading of the word. Shout with the voice of the trumpet blast. Tell my people Israel of their sins. Yet they act so precious. They come to the temple every day and seem delighted to hear the laws. You would almost think it was a righteous nation that would never abandon God. They love to make a show of coming to me and asking me to take action on their behalf. They have feasted before you. They say, why aren't you impressed? I have done much penance and will not be noticed. That's kind of a weird question, isn't it? It's kind of a weird statement until you look at the churches today. I told y'all this is going to be a day. When you look at people in churches today, what are they there for? To be seen. To communicate with their friends or to lift up themselves. Or maybe they're just there because they had to be. Ain't that what this is telling us here? They're there. They're doing the things, but it has no value to God. If you're coming in here just to go to church because it's the right thing to do, what are you really accomplishing? You ain't doing nothing, are you? Well, we'll get into that in a minute. I will tell you why. It's because you are living for yourselves. The very next line says, it's because you're living for yourself. Is God going to bless that? Does God really care how much you praise and how much you sing God and how much you celebrate being in church if you have no heart for it? If it's not in your spirit to be that way, is it really doing you any good? Who's it helping? Nobody. Not anybody's getting anything out of that. If you're coming just to fill a chair and you're not taking anything away from it, what are you doing? You're lying to yourself and you're lying to God. I'm going to put it just plain simple English for you. You're lying to God. But do you think he really believes it? No, he don't believe one minute of it. Because, you see, you can fool JR. You can fool Annie. You fool Barbara. You might even fool Diana. But I'll rest you assured of one thing. You cannot fool God. He knew you before you were ever born. And he will know you after you die. Ooh. He knows your thoughts. He knows your actions. He knows your love for him. And he knows if you really don't love him. When you stand before him, you can't lie to him. Many will stand before me confessing what they've done in my name. Healing the sick, feeding the widows, taking care of this, doing the offerings, praise and worship. All the things that we do according to the word of God that we're supposed to do, we do those things with our heart and with our spirit, not with our brain and not with our own emotion and not with our own lust and not for our own self. We're not doing it for me. We're doing it to show others how to worship God. We're trying to grow other people, aren't we? So when we walk around all high and mighty and I'm a Christian, I got everything God promised me, it scares me when people do that. It scares me when people do that because I worry about their soul. I worry about whether they're actually going to heaven or not. Does it bother you? Does it bother you to see people fill it? We could fill this room up and not do anything with it. What good is it? Nobody receives anything in here. Nobody gets anything from it. You sitting out there on the TVs, on the radio stations, and wherever you're watching this at, if you're sitting at home just doing it because you want to do it, because you think it's the right thing to do, and you don't have a heart for God, you're in trouble. Am I preaching something this morning? Am I trying to teach you something today? It's not about what you show other people. I've heard preachers say, I don't have to impress nobody. Let me tell you something. You better impress somebody. You better be impressing somebody with the way you live your life for God. Because where does most people get church at? From seeing us. Am I right? If they don't see God in us and we're out there talking about how much we love God, what are we showing them? We're lying. We're cheating. And we're not being true to God either, are we? You see, when I got saved, I don't know how y'all did it or how it was done with y'all. Most of y'all kind of know because I did it. But there comes to a point where the question is asked, do you plan to serve the rest of your life for Jesus Christ? That's how most baptisms go, isn't it? Do you promise to serve the rest of your life serving God? And you said, do you know that's an oath to God? You know what happens when you break an oath to God? It ain't good. Breaking an oath to me, no big deal. But you break an oath to God, it's bad. And it can turn worse. We can play the game of Christian all we want to. We can play like the holy rollers. We can play like we love everybody like God tells us to. We can play like whatever we want to play like. But until you actually start doing it, you haven't accomplished anything. Oh, I'm not going to tell you that getting saved is not important. Getting saved by the blood of Jesus is one of the most important things you can do. But there's also another verse in this Bible that says, if you're not obedient to my word, I will blot you from the book of life. And how do we know if we're doing what God called us to do? Get in the book. Get on your knees. Ask God into your life. Ask God to show you and reveal to you what needs to be done. Simple as that, right? Simple as that, right? Really simple, isn't it? Why is it so hard for people to do it? Good question, right? Oh, I pray to God all the time about fixing my finances. I pray to God about fixing my health. I pray to God about restoring my family. I pray to God to get me another job. Blah, 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 blah. But how many of you actually believe what you're asking for is going to come true? If you don't receive it, you don't get it. If you don't believe he can do it, it's not going to happen. Oh. Oh. If you don't believe that God can heal your body, guess what? You ain't going to get healed. If you don't believe God can give you a new financial situation, you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen. You see, faith comes from hearing of the word. I got faith. But it's like my good friend said yesterday, just because I got faith, I can't live on faith alone. I can't live just because I believe God is good. I can't live because God said Jesus is my Savior. I got faith in that. I know it's true. But if that's all I have and that's all I apply myself to, where's my future? I pray God change me, change my life. If I don't believe He can change my life and He can't change my situation, what's He going to do for me? Nothing. I got to believe in Him. I got to trust Him. I got to know that when my prayers are prayed, that it comes from my heart and my spirit, not from my lust and my want and my need and my greed and my desire. It's got to be from my heart to do what pleases God. If what I'm praying for is not pleasing to God, am I going to get it? I could pray for a new Cadillac Escalade. Does that mean I'm going to get it? Nope, because He gave me a Tahoe. You understand where I'm going? He gave me what I needed. He may not have gave me what I wanted, but He gave me what I needed. But it's because I believe in Him and I'm obedient to doing what He called me to do. Well, JR, we're pretty obedient. We go to church every Sunday. I sit in that church every Sunday morning and listen to you rant and rave about God. I do it all the time. But do you hear what I'm telling you? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Do you hear God talking to you after I've shut up? And if you hear God talking to you after I've shut up, what do you do about it? Oh. Now I got on a nerve, didn't I? Because you may hear me talking about it. You may even hear the Holy Spirit telling you that what He's saying is truth. But what do you do about it? What do you do about it? I'll tell you right now, there's some folks around me that don't receive what God tells them. There's some folks around me that would rather go watch. Never mind. There's some folks around me that would rather go out and fish or go play football or go play basketball or go hunting or go to a gun show or go to a motorcycle ride or go somewhere else and do something else that's of their flesh, not of God's want. Or what He wants you to do or what He needs you to do. I know I'm picking on people, right? But guess what, guys? It's me too. I got to be obedient to what God tells me or my blessings get cut off. Y'all think that's funny, don't you? It ain't funny because if my blessings get cut off, guess what that makes me? Homeless. Homeless, carless, bikeless. And sometimes, in some of our situations, lifeless. God's blessed me with so much in the last 10 years. There's no way I can turn against God. I got to rub His back, wash His feet. I got to do whatever He asks me to do. If He tells me to go to the pedal car race today and spend my Sunday out there on the afternoon putting together little race cars for those kids to play in and spreading the word of God, guess where JR's going to be? I'm going to be spreading the word of God up and down Ballard Street chasing little cars with little rugrats running up and down the highway with it. I did say rugrats. I love kids. I love them as long as mom and daddy keeps them at their house. I love kids. I love people. But I love God more than I love people. I love God more than I love kids. God comes first in my life. It don't matter what else is there. That lady that was I was talking about earlier, she was talking about how the shield of faith, she don't know it. She walked in on it, but that shield of faith that she was talking about, that Taurus movement, the Taurus movement or whatever you want to call it, where all the shields come together. Now, let me tell you something, folks. Me and Charlie and a few others of us can get out there and lead the way. But if you people don't come along beside us and pray with us and back us up and hold us strong, we're going to fail. We got to charge forward, you guys. It's time to charge forward. It's time to get our life together. And it can't be four people to make a tortoise shell. You're going to leave your behind opened. You got to have a whole group of people around you to do that. That takes obedience. That takes you doing what God has called us to do. Not just me and a handful of others. It means all of us getting together, putting those shields together, putting that faith together, putting those swords together, putting those spears together, putting life together, getting in the same shape that we're in, and going forward in a way that's regimented. Working together makes it work. Whew, I'm preaching on something this morning. Y'all ain't hearing me. You ain't hearing what I'm telling you here. You see, God didn't send me out there by myself. He sent you to go with me. Am I right? It ain't my job to go out there and get people saved all the time, is it? Well, you're half right. It is my job too. But it ain't my job to do it by myself. It's not my job to build this church by myself. It's not my job to keep y'all coming on Sunday mornings. Last week we had 20 people more than we had today. Why? Can anybody answer that? Why ain't we got more in here today? Why don't we have more people at the events we have? Why don't we have more people at the Prodigal Son meetings? Why don't we have more things going on in the church? Why don't we have more stuff? Because no participation in it. If you want to do things and you want to work for the kingdom of God, you got to get that little shell going. And that means everybody's shield is important. Because that first guy in line, he's got the shield out front, right? Then the next one builds on that one. And the next one builds on that one. And the next one builds on that one. The one in the back, what's his job? To cover my head. He puts his shield up over the top of all the other shields, and it makes a nice little cocoon for me to stay in. I'm safe. As long as I'm under that shield. But what happens if one of those guys said, hey man, I'm just not going to show up today. I'm going to leave my shield at home. Guess what? I got an opening there, don't I? And those fiery darts from the devil is going to come flying through that little bitty hole. Am I preaching something here? Are y'all hearing what I'm preaching? I'm preaching that God don't want just your salvation. He don't want you just getting saved. He wants you to bring others to the kingdom of God with you. He wants you to get out there and do the work that he can't do without you. Now, I'm going to get some brown eyes on that one, okay? He wants us to do the work he can't do. That's the truth. How many people did Jesus send out to tell people about Christ in the beginning? He sent 12, but he sent them by twos, didn't he? Why did he send them by twos? I ain't meant to be out here by myself. Mandy ain't meant to be out here by herself. John ain't meant to be out here by himself. And then there's another little side effect to this. I'm stealing all your stuff yesterday, Mandy. God got all up in my face about this stuff. That shield is up. The swords are out. But what else has got to go on with that? There's something else. I mean, you didn't put this in yours. I'm going to add it. What else has to happen when you got all the shields up and you got all the swords out the right direction and you're moving forward? What has to happen? Can you think about what really has to happen in that situation? Say it again. Teamwork. Say it loud. Teamwork. What is a team? It's all of us working together. Woo. Got to have some teamwork, don't we, brother? We got to have some teamwork going on. God don't want us all out here individually. He wants us to work as a team. What team do we work for? God. What about the Baptist church over there? They work for God? What about the Methodist church down there? They work for God? What about the Church of Christ over here? What about the Church of God? What about that Pentecostal church down there on 78? What about the Catholic church? What about the Roman Catholic church? What about, I can just keep naming religions, can't I? If you believe that Christ died on the cross and was resurrected, all churches that believe that are God's kids. All of us are God's kids. Now, I may not like what the Baptists say, and I may not like what the Pentecostals say, and I may not like what the Methodists preach. I may not like all that, but I don't have to like it. I just have to agree with it. I got to agree that they have a right to preach what they believe. And I got to love God the same way I always did. And I got to love them as much as I loved them when I didn't know what they preached. I watch a lot of TV evangelists sometimes. And sometimes I wonder, where did you get that from? And other times I wonder, did you even read that? But you know what? Every one of those shows that I watch ends in one statement. If you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you're going to die and go to hell. I ain't seen none of one of them religions that don't tell you that. So that tells me we're all brothers and sisters, right? It's time to get ourselves off this platform and say, it's time to go. It's time to work. It's time to do what we got to do. Don't let Dale and them handle it. It's taken care of. Y'all just relax. It's got to be that way, folks. God's message is God's message. God's word is God's word. I didn't even get halfway through what I wanted to read. I didn't even get halfway through it. The kind of fasting will never get you anywhere with me. You humble yourselves by going through the motions of penance, bowing your heads like a blade of grass in the wind. You dress in sackcloth and cover yourselves with ashes. This is what you call fasting. Do you really think this will please God? Do you really think that's pleasing to God? If you're doing it for yourself? If you're doing it just because you're there? No, that kind of fasting is what calls you to be free from those who strongly imprison and stop oppressing those who work for the threat. Treat them with dirty and give them what they earn. I want you to serve your food with, I want you to share your food with the hungry, welcome the poor into your house, give clothes to those who need them, and do not hide from the relatives who need your help. If you do these things, your salvation will come like the dawn. You do what God calls you to do. You do what God tells you to do. Your salvation is going to come up with the sunrise. You got that part? Y'all understand what he's saying there, right? If you go through the motions and you ain't really got God on your side. Hang on. If you're doing it for the wrong reason, here's what's going to happen to you. You ready? I won't use you. If you do these things, your salvation will come to you like the dawn. Yes, your healing will come quickly. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Woo. Y'all remember my little story about the shield and how they come? The back guys put it over the top. Who protects their backside? God. God keeps them off of them, don't he? Can I tell y'all something? When you put your faith in action with my faith and we start moving forward, we don't have to have a rear guard because we already got one. His name is Jesus Christ. He died on that cross for your sins and mine. He went to the tomb and he went to hell and he defeated the devil. And he came back on the third day and he walked on this earth for 40 days and he showed everybody who he was. He even went as far as letting people stick their hand in his wounds, put his hand in his side and told him, I am the Lord Jesus Christ and I am not dead. I am alive and I'm well. I am the light, the truth, and the way. And if you don't know that, you better get it on your buck. Because your name ain't in the book. Period. And if your name ain't in the book, you're wasting your time sitting in churches. You're wasting your time listening to the radio station. You're wasting your time looking at the videos. You ain't done nothing except please yourself because you ain't pleasing God till you accept Christ. Amen. I know that's harsh preaching, but I'll tell you this right now. If you don't accept Christ today and you die tomorrow, you're going to hell. That's plain, simple truth. If you don't trust God today, you don't turn your life over to him, and you've never done it, and you die tomorrow, you're going to hell. You know, ifs, ands, and buts about it, is there? Got to get on this, people. Y'all got to get with this. Stop oppressing the helpless. Stop making false accusations and spreading vicious rumors. Feed the hungry and help the troubled. then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be bright as day. The Lord will guide you continuously, watering your life when you are dry and keeping you healthy when you're sick. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Your children will rebuild the desert ruins and your cities. Then you will be known as the people who rebuilt their walls and the cities. Keep the Sabbath holy. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you receive this today. I ask that all blessings be handed out to you. I ask that your ears be opened and your eyes see that there's only one way into heaven, and that's through the gates of God, through Christ Jesus, led by the Holy Spirit, kept by God's word. This is your promise to God made to you 2,000 years ago, and it's still the same today as it was then. Sin is sin, and sin will not enter the gates of heaven. End of story. Thank you, Lord, for this today. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for all the things you've done for us. If there's anybody in the sound of my voice in this room, outside of this room, on the radio stations, TV stations, wherever you're hearing me at, if you have not accepted Christ today, I pray that you do it right now. I pray that you bow your head right now and say, Dear Heavenly Father God, I am a sinner. I need you to come into my life and change me. I repent of my sins. I turn from my evil, wicked ways. And I turn my life over to you to live the rest of my life in service of you. In this in Jesus' name I ask. Amen. You pray that simple little prayer, God will come into your life immediately. Your life has changed from that point on. If you haven't done it, now's the time to do it. If you've already done it, and your fire's kind of dwindled down a little bit, and you don't think, well, you know, if I don't go to that thing today, it won't really matter. There'll be somebody else there to do it. Aren't you glad Jesus didn't say that when he got on that cross? Oh, God, let somebody else do it. Because I'm going to tell you what God told Jesus in the garden. Jesus said, Is there any other way that this can be passed from me? And God said, No, but you are the one I need to do this. So can you walk away from your blessings? Yes, you can. Can you walk away from your faith in God? Yes, you can. Can you turn on God? Yes, you can. Can you be disobedient to God? Yes, you can. I wouldn't advise it. I wouldn't preach it. But I will tell you this. You want your life to be better? All these people that talk about, oh, you get saved and you're on a bed of roses. You're going to go up through life and you ain't going to have no more problems. You're going to have the golden road right here. Let me tell you something. That golden road is made out of mud. And that easy road is bull because it's covered in blood of Jesus. And he said, I suffered, you shall suffer too. Oh, but J.R., you don't understand. I pray to God all the time. And I ask God to do these things for me. Are you dialing a number that even knows you? Are you calling somebody that even knows who you are? Have you ever let down your guard and said, Jesus, I am yours, you are mine, and we have a relationship, and I need your help? Are you calling up that 911 operator? What's your emergency? Where do you live? What's your name? What's your problem? It's because God don't know you, and God don't answer your prayers because you don't know His Son, Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Amen. If you had a blessed service this morning, say amen. If you had enjoyed this today, say amen again. If you want to get out of here and let me shut up, say amen again. Amen. Dear Father God, I'm going to pray us out of here. Dear Father God, I pray today that you accept this message that I delivered. I accept that you let their ears hear it and their eyes see it. I pray that it touches somebody's life in a mighty way. I pray that even though it's short, it's powerful. I pray that each person that heard it receives a blessing today from you. In the name of Jesus, I ask these things with your blessing. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have prayer requests or need to contact us, please email us at bikerchurchwileytexas@gmail.com or call 214-283-0620. Please send all written correspondence to 303 Highway 78, Suite 103, Wiley, Texas, 75098. And if you wish to make a donation, please make all checks payable to PSMM. God bless you and have a great day.